Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies. Grab your stretchy pants, pop it in acid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Yum. Olay! I can speak Spanish.
Fish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
And this segment is... Uh-oh, Rubio's.
Neither rain, thunder, lightning, sleet, snow, freezing fog, ice storms, monsoons, typhoons...
Hurricanes, tornadoes...
Himicanes.
Himicanes?
That's like a hurricane, but a himicane.
Okie dokie.
Nothing, I repeat, nothing can keep us from our appointed restaurant reviews.
Exactly.
See what we do for you listeners out there.
They don't understand. It's hard to go through all of that snow and that cold to get out there in the evening and just freeze our little butts off just to get them a review.
I hope they appreciate it.
I hope so, too.
Nancy bundled up like the little brother in the movie A Christmas Story. Remember that? He couldn't even put his arms down.
Uh-huh.
She took an ice pick to the Minimobile, turned on the heated seats, a.k.a. bun warmers.
Mm-hmm.
She turned them on to high, and off we went. We didn't go very far. We're right around the corner. We slid into Casa Rubio's in Huntley.
I thought that was pretty far. It was a yucky night.
That's true. It was bad.
Longtime residents of Huntley, Patricia Rubio and her husband, Gus Espigel. I'm saying it the way it's spelled, Espigel. So sorry if I've wrecked your name. Recently opened this restaurant, keeping their venture close to home. This location has been two other types of restaurants in its lifetime. First, it was Nico's Grill and Pub. Then it became Marsala's Kitchen. After a fresh coat of paint and Mexican accents throughout, this restaurant has now become Casa Rubio's. It opened its doors on February 8th of 2019 to the joy of Huntley residents. We actually do need more restaurants here in Huntley. There is more to fine dining than a drive-through window.
I know. Everyone out here, you know, okay, not everyone out here, but a lot of people nowadays feel, oh, okay, we have to get out of our car. It's fine dining. You can't just go to some drive-in window with a little plastic-faced clown that says,
oh, you're talking about Jack in the Box.
Remember them?
Oh, you betcha. Yeah. The best. Oh, orange freezes and onion rings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you go up to this little plastic clown. And you go, I don't know. And you go, okay, I'll two burgers. You go, I don't know. You go, okay. And then drive around and pick up whatever the heck they give you.
Mm-hmm.
Like in all Mexican restaurants, upon seating, we were presented with a basket of tortilla chips and a bowl of salsa.
Tortilla, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The chips were light and airy, and the salsa was mild. I actually liked it a little bit spicier, but that's just my taste.
Mine too. To warm our innards on this cold, miserable winter night, we ordered the jalapeno coins, $5.25, as an appetizer. These are breaded sliced jalapeno peppers served with a tangy chipotle sauce. Boy, it had good zip, let me tell you.
It did have quite a bit of zip to it.
Yeah, it did. They were actually very tasty and registered a 4 on Jim's sweathead meter. This is why Jim is going bald. I keep telling him. He is burning off his hair, one hair follicle at a time.
See what I do for you listeners?
Yeah.
I know.
And I got to live with a baldy over here. Ooh.
Bald is beautiful, baby.
Yeah, because you're bald.
You know, it's only bald people say that?
Exactly. I can't run my hands through your hairs.
As usual, Nancy was torn between three different entrees.
I know.
After much discussion with our patient waitress, she went with one of her old standbys, which was a shrimp fajitas for $17.50. This consisted of shrimp, duh.
No, really?
Yeah. Onions, tomatoes, and green and yellow peppers.
How about the fajitas? Were they thrown in?
I'm getting to that. It was served with a pico de gallo. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Rice.
Or pico de gallo.
You could have your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Rice and refried beans and a choice of corn or flour tortillas.
Mm-hmm. Or tortillas.
Either one. Here again. Mm-hmm. So many choices.
I know.
So little time.
But where's the fajita?
It's coming up.
Okay.
Nancy is allergic to corn, so she chose the flour tortillas.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like refried beans, so she asked the waitress for more rice in its place.
Mm-hmm. I don't like refried beans. And yes. I don't like when you eat refried beans because at night, I'm not going there. Never mind.
So here again, you find something on the menu and change it around so it's nothing like the menu.
Burger King spoiled me. It's have it your way. So I think every restaurant should give it to me my way.
Burger King doesn't even say that to you when you pull up anymore. They learn better. Oh, boy. Anyway, it's a good thing you weren't that fussy that night, though. Otherwise, it could have really been a problem. The portion size was large, containing six large shrimp and lots of veggies that were all served in a cast iron skillet. That's the fajita part.
Oh, I thought I was going to say fajita.
No.
Okay.
The only pitfall with her entrees was she felt it needed more seasoning.
You think?
Yeah, a little bit. With salt shaker in hand and a smile on her face, she ate everything except for a small portion, which will be my snack for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
The chalupa sauce was flying like crazy, too.
Yeah, I had to put stuff on it. I couldn't.
I needed more zip.
A Mexican restaurant, I want to have a little bit of zip.
See, but in all fairness, we're kind of jaded because we've been to so many different restaurants. We probably killed our taste buds a long time ago. You with garlic, you burned out your taste buds years ago. I got news for you. But it's just our own personal taste.
Yes,
other people have gone there and said it tasted fine.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we know?
Exactly. Because Jim thinks he's special.
And I am special.
Yeah, right. He ordered one of their specialties this evening, namely the Mexican-style steak for $18. This was grilled skirt steak topped with sautéed onions, jalapeno slices, and tomatoes.
Or tomatoes.
It was served with rice and refried beans. He thought the steak and veggies could also use a bit more seasoning. Even the jalapeno slices were very mild.
They were.
They must have taken out the membrane and the seeds. See, I like to kill you, so I leave all that in for you. The refried beans, however, were delicious, he said. Jim is bulking up with this cold winter, so he ate the whole thing.
Yes, I did.
On to Jim's favorite part of dinner, dessert. Since I didn't want to bulk up this winter, I let Jim go for the dessert alone. The waitress recommended the flan for $5.25. This was made by one of the workers from her secret family recipe. What arrived at the table was a huge slice of a decadent delight. This was the best flan he has ever had. And again, he ate the whole thing.
I know, I saw that piece, and flan isn't really, the lightest thing to eat. It's kind of rich.
Okay.
And it was a huge slice, but, you know, sometimes a man's got to do what a man's got to do. You have to step up and go for it.
And sometimes a pig's got to do what a pig's got to do.
Exactly. I ate the whole thing. This restaurant opens at 11 a.m., Sunday at 9 a.m., and offers some breakfast items as well as some American fare, like burgers and eggs and stuff, depending what time you go. It's closed on Mondays. They have their siesta on Monday, so they're closed. FYI, this restaurant is handicap accessible.
Okay. The cost for our frigid fiesta... And it was frigid that night. was $55.94. Olé.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, andale, andale, arriba, arriba, yeehaw, yeehaw.
So, my love.
Yes.
What is your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked. You know, the food was okay. I thought it could use a little more seasoning, though. I did.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was good. What's your take, Toots?
You want to hear it?
Sure.
I needed salt. I needed spice. I needed zip.
Give them the particulars, poopsie.
Casa Rubio's, 11900 Freeman Road, Huntley, 60142. Phone number is 847-669-8966. The website's www.casarubios, CasaRubios.com. Directions, take Route 47 South to Freeman Road, east to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 5 minutes, unless you slide there like we did. Then only 2.25 minutes until arrival.
For those of you who just tuned in, this radio masterpiece is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP.
We put you in WHRU. So, my love.
Yes.
Did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from?
I wonder who it's from.
I know who it's from.
Who is it from?
You tell me. This is your time to talk.
It's from Linda.
Yep.
And she told us about Bentley's Pancake House in Bloomingdale.
Yeah, she's got family out that way.
Okay.
And she told me it was good.
I'm always looking for a good breakfast place.
Me too.
I love breakfast. So.
I know you do.
Thank you, Linda. We will check that out. Oh, another thing.
What?
We got to tell them about our tip that you got from our friend Kathy.
Our tip that we got from our friend?
With the salt and pepper shakers.
Oh.
You want to tell them that?
Why don't you tell them that?
Okay. Nancy is a big pepper freak.
Oh, I love black pepper.
And for some reason, in restaurants, you can never get the pepper to come out.
Exactly.
Because they usually fill it right up to the top, and it kind of stays in there.
And not too many people eat the pepper I do.
Right. So Nancy usually takes the cover off, and then she pours it out, and there's pepper, you know.
I dump it all over. 2 inches
thick of everything.
Exactly.
Kathy told us you take the pepper shaker, you turn it upside down, and take the salt shaker right side up above it. And so it's like glass to glass, and you kind of tap it and rub it around.
Rubbing it around.
Yeah,
makes it
tapping it, yeah.
Yeah, come out. And she did it to us.
And it comes out easy peasy.
Yeah, lemon squeezy.
Uh-huh, it's amazing.
It's
magic. Try it out sometime.
Thank you, Kathy, for that tip.
And you can always write us at thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. And if you can't get the pepper out, don't yell at us. but anything else, email us at thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
You are fake news.
Fake.
Yes, time once again for everybody's favorite segment called Fake News.
Mm-hmm, I love this segment.
And this is actually a game that Nance and I play. And we each have a bunch of news articles.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person has to guess if they're real or fake. And the winner for each correct answer, you get 4,252 points. But then at the end, when we go into the lightning round, they're doubled.
4,252 points.
And the winner gets all these points.
And what do you get to buy with those points, my love?
You get bragging rights that you won.
I don't want bragging rights. I want to buy something. Is there something I can buy?
Well, you save them up, and eventually they may be worth something.
Like what? For what?
More points. Okay.
So you're telling me these points mean nothing. But just beating your butt in a game is fun enough for me.
I didn't say they're worth nothing.
Okay. No, you are.
Except in a lightning round, they're worth twice as much.
Well, the latest and greatest accessory for snacking, Chip Fingers, is now available on Amazon for $7.95.
What are they called?
Chip Fingers.
Okay.
Tired of your fingers turning that cheesy yellow when you munch on your favorite snack?
Oh.
Chip Fingers to the rescue. These silicone finger covers protect your fingers and are dishwasher safe.
Seriously?
Uh-huh. Now, is this true or is this false?
Chip Fingers.
Chip Fingers.
I'm going to say false.
True. It's true.
Really?
Yes. And I saw them, and they're kind of awesome.
Oh, please.
Hey, when I get Garrett's popcorn at Woodfield, I'm sitting there with cheese caked up on my fingers. Those yellow fingers, I can wash and wash and wash. It takes like 3 or 4 washings to get that cheese off my fingers.
Okay.
It's worth it.
Okie dokie.
Your turn, my love. I'm winning so far.
You got 4,252 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this one is for all you geeks out there. All of you guys, I got a funny feeling, will love this $8,000 R2-D2 inspired refrigerator.
R2-D2, like from Star Wars?
Uh-huh. It's by a Japanese company, and it's a refrigerator that's shaped like R2-D2, and it's a remote-controlled robot. So if you want to put like your... you know, that those energy drinks when you play your games all night long? You put it in there and you call over R2-D2 and he comes over and gives it to you.
Huh.
Is this true or is this false?
Well, they're Japanese. Japanese always love their electronics. I'm going to say true.
It is true.
Oh, I got another 4,252 points.
It is true, yes.
Cool. Okay, mine. Get ready for this one.
Okay.
To lure the vegetarian and vegan customers.
Yeah.
Burger King is opening up a chain of restaurants called Veggie Queen with their spokesperson, the Quinoa Queen.
The Quinoa Queen.
It will feature such items as chickpea nuggets, falafel fries, and the quinoa quarter pounder. Don't go, It's vegan. It's vegetarian. Of course, it's not going to sound yummy in your tummy. You're a meat eater.
Falafel fries.
Yeah. So is this true or is this false?
I really hope it's false. I hope our country isn't going that far down the tubes.
You win.
Oh, it's false. Oh.
You win. You get 4,252 points, but I'm still winning.
You're still ahead of me.
I am.
This one is from Japan.
Okay.
And it's Japan, known for their kooky foods, is at it again. Disneyland Tokyo has a Coca-Cola-flavored pulled pork hot dog.
Ooh.
But there's no word on when they are planning to offer a hot dog flavor Coca-Cola. Is this true or is it false?
I know that they're known for some weird stuff for the food, but it's usually bugs. So I'm going to say it's false.
It's actually true.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, it's true. I wouldn't lie about a thing like that.
Pulled pork hot dog with Coca-Cola in it?
It's true.
Oh, that's got to be really yummy in the tummy. That's good eating.
Now that's good eating.
Ew. That's, now you and I are caught up.
Well, keep on going. Your turn. Your
okay.
turn.
Okay. Are you too lazy to cook? You are, I know.
Yes.
Are you too lazy to go through a drive-thru?
Yes.
Are you even too lazy to order food online?
Yes.
Amazon Echo now has new software called Echo Eats.
Really?
Yeah. If it hears your stomach rumbling and growling, it automatically orders items you selected on a preset menu and has it delivered to your front door.
Really?
Yeah. Is this true or is this false?
Oh, boy. I'm hoping it's true.
False.
Oh, no. See, this is a good idea. Amazon, I should...
But how does your tummy, the thing is, if it was, how does it know what you have a taste for? Your tummy might be rumbling and you want to eat, but what do you have a taste for? Chinese, Italian?
See, well, you got to think of it this way. If a guy is in that bad of shape, he's watching TV and his stomach rumbles, he doesn't care what food he gets.
As long as
he gets food.
Oh, God, you guys are pigs.
Thank you. Okay, I tell you what, Toots, why don't you take another one? So this will give me a chance to catch up with you. So you do another one.
Okay. Fans at a Texas Ranger baseball game can purchase a terrifying $10 tubed meat abomination. I am referring to the Sweet Spot Cotton Candy Dog. It is an all-beef hot dog with cotton candy-infused mustard topped with just enough cotton candy to make it both sweet and salty. And you know how good sweet and salty is.
Mm-hmm.
Infusing mustard with cotton candy apparently turns it the color of nuclear waste. Is this true? Is this true or is this false?
Oh, boy. You know what? I'm going to say true. Yes, we're tied. Yes.
I better get this one, baby.
And now we're on to the tiebreaker lightning round. Yes, we are.
And it I is. Get double the points?
Yes, you get double the points.
Oh, I got to get this one right because I like to win. You know that.
Well, the next one, you know, bottled artisan waters are all the rage now.
Oh, yeah, we know.
You got to have the Fiji water.
Oh, God, it's so expensive. My daughter-in-law goes running in the store, and I'm like, are you really buying that much, paying that much money for water?
This is the latest one. This is really a good one. It's the latest brand to hit the market is called Tap.
Tap?
Tap water. Okay. No, wait, listen.
I'm listening.
Listen, don't start laughing.
Okay.
This water contains fluoride for strong teeth.
Okay.
It contains minerals. You get iron from rust. So that builds strong bones, right? And thanks to our local wastewater treatment plant, all the probiotics your stomach can handle.
Oh.
This bottled water is available in health food stores right now. Everywhere. Is this true or is it false? What's your answer?
What do you think it's going to be? Tap water?
Uh-huh.
False. And I win the lightning speed. Yes. Oh, my God. But that was pretty good. You
tap
made
water.
Up.
Good idea. Huh?
Tap water.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww. Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Anticipation, making it. your celebration.
Seems like it could go on forever. Long as we can all stay together.
We used to get around. Get up and hit up all the hot spots in town. Spring vacation, good vibration.
It's all behind us, happier now. Look where life finds us, singing our songs. Isn't a reason, harmony, boys, is what we believe in.
Some say.